Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd just like to say a few words again about Exodus chapter 20. I love listening to others share about how the Spirit of God is working in their hearts or in particular scriptures, you know, as we are really bringing our hearts to the Lord. He is a teacher. The Bible has taught me that when I came to Jesus, His Spirit was placed inside of me. And it's that Spirit that teaches me. And all it needs is my willingness, you know, my heart to come to the Lord. You know, when I came to Him, He gave us so much. He gives me so much. He gives you so much. And so as I listened to the meeting this morning, and I learn a lot, I grow a lot, and I pray that this is true, you know, in terms of everyone on this meeting. But I was thinking again then about how this chapter started. It says, "And God spoke all these words," and about the speaking of God's word, of how when God says something, when people can hear His voice, how remarkable that is. And what is remarkable to me is that as I go into the word in the way that we talk about here, about the Bible immersion, where we are bringing our hearts to the word, you know, not just our minds, but we're bringing our hearts and really making that connection. And I do. I can hear the voice of the Lord. I hear Him speaking to me. And there was a time, though, that I was very fearful of hearing the voice of the Lord because I was still feeling shame and feeling judgment. But I know that my Lord Jesus has paid the penalty for all that I have done wrong, and I have given my life to Him, and I have done that sincerely. So I know what He says on the cross, it is finished. I know it's finished. I don't have to. And if I feel an accusation of anything, it is the evil one. So I don't have to shake in my boots. And so I was thinking about that section, beginning at verse 18. It says, "Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid, and they trembled, and they stood far off. And they said to Moses, 'You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die.'" And I know today that I am grateful for teachers, I'm grateful for pastors, but it does not excuse me from making the time daily to come into the presence of the Lord. There are no places, you know, like they used to have with the Israelites that people couldn't go into except the high priest. None of that is true today for one who knows Jesus as Lord, one who has come to Him. We can all come to Him. He can speak to us. And I do not have to fear Him in that way. Fear of the Lord is not fear for me of what He will do, because I know He loves me. And if He, you know, I have to feel any reprimand, it's for my good. So it's not what He will do, but what I will lose when I pull away from Him. When I pull away from Him, I lose that close fellowship with Him. He's still there, but I just don't sense Him. So that type of fear, I don't have that fear of not coming to Him. I want to come to Him, you know. And so I'm not like 19 anymore, you know, that you speak to us, to a, you know, individual. But to know that, yes, I can learn from others, and I do learn. I love listening to how others learn from the Lord. But I know the Lord is calling me daily to be in His Word. He really is. And I'm so grateful again for knowing that and being able to live that day by day by day.